Well, hello again. This is Rupert Matthews, National Campaign Manager for Better Off Out. Now, last week our podcast took the form of a report from the London European Referendum Conference that was organised by Gerard Batten. He's the UKIP member of the European Parliament for London. And this week we return to that conference for two special pieces. The first is a talk by Councillor Lawrence Webb of UKIP. The second is the full speech that was given by Professor Tim Congdon, one of the most intelligent of the economists working for Brexit. So first we have Councillor Lawrence Webb, and as you'll hear, he's talking about an exciting initiative that he managed to get underway on the council in London, where he's one of the councillors. Right, I'm at the London UKIP referendum conference. We've had a fantastic time, some great speakers here. But I bumped into Lawrence Webb. Now, you're the leader of UKIP on the London Borough of Havering Council.
Correct.
And one thing that was mentioned here earlier, I thought absolutely fantastic, you managed to get the council to pass a motion saying they thought Britain should leave the European Union. But you don't control the council, it must have been cross-party initiative. How on earth did you manage to get that done?
Absolutely. The motion was actually that the council agreed that Britain would be better off out of the EU. Obviously we can't leave. There was some controversy about why we've posted it now. Well, in the next few weeks, we're going to be setting our budgets as our councillors up and down the country. And I'm sure in most cases, it's going to see the services streamlined, if not cut. And at the same time, council tax is going up. So I thought it was absolutely relevant that we discuss and debate at this point, you know, what the costs of EU regulation is to local authorities. And there are vast many areas where EU rules and regulations directly impact on the cost of council supplying those services, and of course in many cases they're just passed on to the council taxpayer. So with a discussion with the other members of the group, to say there's only six UKIP councillors out of 54, so this was very much a cross-party motion with people from the Conservatives, Independents and Independent residents all agreeing that Britain would be better off outside the EU. And the discussion on the night covered things like the landfill directive and the cost implication to local authorities. It's reckoned that that adds about £50 to the average council tax bill. There are other things like the free movement of people, which is a fundamental principle of the EU, not up for renegotiation by Cameron. And of course, that has a massive impact on local authorities. We all know about the housing crisis. There isn't a housing crisis, there's an immigration crisis. And the point here is that if someone from Spain presents themselves to a local authority, that local authority has a statutory obligation to house them. Now, that person could have a string of villas in Marbella. We don't know about it. They present themselves as homeless. We must find them a home. And, of course, what that has done is it's forced up rents. Many people have been forced out of accommodation, evicted by landlords who think they can make more money elsewhere. And what it's resulted in is a lot of families being pushed into bed and breakfast. We've got a proliferation of HMOs, housing multiple occupation, in the borough. And of course, when somebody is in bed and breakfast, that's a direct cost to the council. In addition to that, we're having to massively increase the school places, because once again, a child presenting themselves to the local authority, we have a legal obligation to find a school place for them. And it is impossible to set a meaningful budget when we don't know year on year how many people are coming into the borough. When we had a fairly static population, you could predict year on year what the population was going to be. It's now exploded and there's a huge cost to local authorities. So it was absolutely right that we debated it. And at the end of the debate, we all agreed that Havering Council, that Britain would be better off out of the EU.
Well, that's fantastic. Now, presumably you managed to get some media coverage with this as well.
Yes, it picked up. I think it's been on many of the online newspapers. BBC London News, ITV London News have covered it. I was on the BBC World Tonight. I think we very much caught the in camp by surprise. But no, there's been a lot of publicity. There's still ongoing. I shall be on Sunday Politics tomorrow, where you'll see some of the debate live, or you could indeed watch it on the Havering webcam if you wanted to.
That's fantastic. Well, thank you very much. That was Councillor Lawrence Webb from the London Borough of Havering, where they've passed a motion saying that Britain would be better off out of the European Union. If any of you listeners want extra details of that, you can send me an email. I'll get the details up on our website so you can look at it. And indeed, if any of you are councillors and want to support a similar initiative around your way, that would be a great thing to do. And again, we'll be putting onto our website, www.betteroffout.net, details about how you can go about doing that. Thank you very much, Councillor Webb. Thank you.